Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The 48th Annual National Farm Machinery Show will be cranking up a week from today in Louisville at the Kentucky Exposition Center. This is the farm equipment industry kickoff to the season, and early indications are it could be a good one.
You know, I think the reports are that farm incomes are still very good for this year. The depreciation looks to carry over for 2013, so from the equipment end, we look to have another strong year.
Paul Cave is Regional Sales Manager for Wayne Supply out of their Owensboro location. I chatted with him a few days back at the Kentucky Commodity Conference in Bowling Green. Wayne Supply has just branched out into the farm equipment arena in the last 15 years or so, and he says they're doing well.
Very well. Just this last year, we opened three new locations, one in Somerset, Kentucky, one in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and another in Owensboro. And a large part of the reason for those particular locations was because the ag community and the ag economy in those areas is very strong, and that's an area of growth for Wayne Supply.
I asked about any discernible purchase patterns for equipment on the typical farm.
It really varies by producer. I mean, some producers are on a cycle where they're replacing it much more frequently than others. Others are evaluating the changes in tax law and the things that are, I guess, beyond our control in Washington that will affect the decisions on their farm.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Wayne Supply's Paul Cave out of their Owensboro store with a demand preview of sorts for the National Farm Machinery Show opening next Wednesday in Louisville. As mentioned in the first segment, he feels demand will remain strong and fairly much so for most types of equipment.
Tractors remain strong, sprayers, tillage. Really, overall, I'm not seeing a lot of, you know, areas that are terribly weak at this point. So it's looks to be overall, again, like I said, another very good year.
There seems to be a lot of can kicking in Washington when it comes to actually dealing with fiscal issues that face us. He feels that bothers the farm crowd, too.
You know, I think we're all a little worried, I guess, about what's going on in Washington as to whether we're going to get some of the breakthroughs in the gridlock and how that's going to affect ag, certainly with the economy at large maybe not doing as well as we would like and ag doing very well. I guess we all worry about what the effect will be on our portion of the economy.
The National Farm Machinery Show, February 13th through the 16th in Louisville. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.